Well, an annual gathering of healthcare workers is coming up very soon on Saturday, October 18th. Actually, everyone in the whole community is invited to the annual White Coat Mass for healthcare professionals. It will be celebrated by our Archbishop Alexander Sample. And then following that, well, there is a dinner and a guest that is going to be joining them. Dr. Kristen Collier is going to be there to talk more about finding meaning in medicine. And Dr. Collier is joining me today. Good morning, Kristen. Thank you so much for being with us on The Morning Blend.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on today.
This White Mass is a wonderful opportunity for Catholic healthcare workers and Christian healthcare workers to join together and be supported both in their work and their faith that guides them. Now, looking at your bio, boy, you've had a long life of believing that has brought you to this point, from being a pro-choice atheist to now a pro-life Christian. How did you get from one spot to the other?
I mean, I guess thanks for that. I think the short answer is God's grace. Mm. The longer answer is that, you know, I, you're right. I was raised in a way that religion wasn't a part of my upbringing for various reasons. And through my medical training, because I think of an existential suffering with what it means to be a doctor and see suffering and death, I was invited actually to see things in a different way by people that the Lord sent into my life. And through the prayer of many and God's grace, I happened to find myself being baptized with my four boys in 2016 into the church. And I'm so grateful for the faith that I have now. And I'm so thankful, I think, for the illumination that my faith has provided onto the work that I do in medicine, which is inherently meaningful. I think I always knew that the work in medicine had meaning, but I didn't have a language to describe it. And now with my Christian commitment, I'm so thankful to be able to have a way to think about the meaning in the work that I do and to be able to add to the richness of my work in primary care medicine.
Kristen, did you find that once, while I could see how a pro-choice physician would have all kinds of opportunities and support and work, did you find when you made that switch to now being a doctor who was pro-life that you found it difficult for your peers to understand how you had made this shift?
Yes, absolutely. I think when you live your life, I've been at the University of Michigan since I came as an undergraduate in 1993. And so to be at a place for several decades, living your life in a very distinct way, specifically as a pro-choice non-believer, and then to then have your colleagues then know you with this big change that you're a pro-life person, that you're talking about abortion and physician-assisted suicide and commercial surrogacy in ways that you didn't before, it definitely turns some heads. I think in all fairness, a lot of people, not just in medicine, but a lot of U.S. adults actually haven't had opportunities to think thoughtfully through these topics about abortion or physician-assisted suicide. So there's actually a lot of misunderstanding, or people haven't had an opportunity, as I had not had, to be able to think deeply about these topics. And, you know, I think it is easy sometimes to be frustrated when you do run into, you know, some tension with colleagues or coworkers about these topics. And when that happens, and I feel myself, you know, rising up a little bit in my emotion about that, I think about, you know, all the time that I was like them and that the scales were on my eyes. And it's only because of God's grace and people who came into my life to help me see things differently that I see the things clearly now. And so I can't really hold a lot of animosity about that. But also we have work to do to try to encourage dialogue in our churches, in the community, in medicine, about the reality of the practices of abortion and physician-assisted suicide. And what I've come to believe, and this is what I talk about mostly in my academic work, is that I do not believe that medicine should be entangled in the business of death. Once we start to distort the tools that have always been used for centuries in medicine for healing, we distort those tools and use them for killing, directly aiming at the death of very vulnerable members of Homo sapiens, we will totally distort the vocation. And as the title of my talk is, we will totally lose meaning in the vocation as we know it.
If you are just tuning in, Dr. Kristen Collier is joining us today. She is going to be the guest speaker at this year's annual White Coat Mass and Dinner that follows. Dr. Collier is an internist at the University of Michigan Medical School Program on Health, Spirituality, and Religion. And the talk that she is offering is part of a talk that she gave to the wider group of Catholic Medical Association at their annual conference. Kristen, finding meaning in medicine. Do you believe, and it seems like just based on the title of your work there at University of Michigan, health, spirituality, and religion, all three intertwined?
I mean, that's right. I mean, okay. We know that if you look at data actually about why people go into medicine, not just doctors, but nurses and other healthcare workers, that a lot of us went into medicine because of religious commitments. I didn't, because I didn't know the Lord when I became a doctor, but a lot of my colleagues, they actually went into medicine in part because of their faith commitments and their desire to help people in a time of great need and to work with people on the margins and to do global work. But then what happens is people come into the profession of medicine, especially academic medicine, and they're made to feel like they have to check their faith at the door to be considered a legitimate person. And that is hypocrisy. You know, we welcome so many different identities into medicine. Why would we sort of disproportionately say that, well, medical people who are religious, you're not, you know, you can't be integrated persons in the profession. That doesn't make any sense. But also, it's a disservice to the providers or to the practitioners who have those commitments, because those commitments are a way in which people make meaning in the work that they do. We're not prescribing religion to anyone, right? But if you're a doctor or a nurse or a pharmacist who has religious commitments, you should be able to, like, be an integrated person in the work that you do and be allowed to exercise your conscience and bring those gifts that you have in a unique way into the vocation and not feel like you have to check those beliefs at the door. A lot of us in the profession realized that we don't have space, adequate space, to talk about religion, spirituality within the domain of academic medicine. And so at the University of Michigan, we started this program at the Med School on Health, Spirituality, and Religion in 2017 as a way to provide opportunities for our medical students and others to explore that intersection between medicine and religion, whether it be for themselves and their professional identity, explore how these topics are incredibly important to patients as patients think through their narrative of illness and their healthcare choices, and also contribute to the scholarship with research and talks and, you know, disinform the academy that it's actually okay. It's a legitimate topic for academic discourse to talk about these things. And so that's part of the work that we do in Michigan.
And you'll learn more about that at the annual White Coat Mass. Dr. Kristen Collier, who is talking with us today, is the special guest speaker. This is sponsored by the Portland Guild of the Catholic Medical Association, but the entire community is welcome to this event. The Mass, of course, opened with Archbishop Alexander Sample Saturday evening, October 18th at 5:30 at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. You're also welcome, the entire community, to reserve tickets for the dinner. Dr. Kristen Collier will be talking more about finding meaning in medicine. Well, it is sure to be a great evening, Kristen. We look forward to having you here in the Pacific Northwest, and thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks. I'm really excited to be with all of you in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Brenda.
Safe travels. We'll look forward to seeing you on the 18th. And again, that is Dr. Kristen Collier. Now, the annual White Coat Mass, that information can be found on our community calendar. And I will also be sure to add a link that will get you right to the reservations and information on the dinner. You'll find that link on the podcast of today's interview at materdeiradio.com and also on the Hail Mary Media app.